Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock flyer. Brought to you by the Insperity Invitational at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course.
I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock flyer.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Dirty Show and T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T, have the latest. And the latest is, this is 5 o'clock fire. And as you heard, it is brought to you by Insperity Invitational at the Woodlands Country Club Tournament Course. And you will have a chance in this hour. Make sure you are listening the entirety. At any moment in this 5 o'clock hour, you need to be listening for the cue to call to win a pair of VIP tickets to Saturday's round of this year's Insperity Invitational at the Woodlands Country Club. You will get covered seating. As we heard from John Daly, who was on with us earlier at 3 o'clock, he said hopefully the rain holds away, and if it does rain a little bit, you got a little covered seating in the Champions Club and at the 18th green with food and drinks included. So you want to make sure you stay tuned. We'll give you the cue to call 713-572-4610. At that point, you will have a chance to be our VIP winner. So stay tuned for that at any point in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, Clint, before we look into what the Astros have tonight, as Ryan Gusto is going to get the ball, we'll let you know the lineup and everything there. Clint, a couple of notes, and I think the real big note here, and this is almost one that is so almost you almost into I believe it when I see it. Hell, you have been coining the phrase luxury Lance for years now, and we haven't seen him pitch for years now, and now Clint, it looks like you're getting close. McCullers, according to the captain, Joe Espada, will throw a bullpen session tomorrow. His next step after that could be returning to a major league mound. So it looks like Lance McCullers is getting closer and closer and maybe one more step away from pitching. He has been making minor league starts. He has been kind of doing the process of being in spring training, being that he started late. So, Clint, it looks like we are getting closer and closer to seeing him returning to the mound. And I'm going to imagine, based off what he said, returning as a starter, not like bullpen.
Yeah, look, this is – he can just line up the good news that the Astros are either seeing or receiving. I mean, again, with the exception of – Spencer Arrighetti being in the outfield and taking a line drive of BP of the Mariners off his pitching hand. I mean, the Astros are kind of slowly but surely getting some things in line here. Christian Walker hit a bomb last night, which, by the way, I could really enjoy watching him hit bombs. I mean, it was a no-doubter, so he got to admire
He's coming
it.
Along.
Yeah. He's coming along. Jeremy Pena's coming along. I'm not worried about Yiner. I am worried about Yiner. I'm not worried about Jordan. Wisniewski and Cam Smith and that Tucker trade seem to be working out, and Paredes for the necessarily the better, but they seem to be working out pretty damn good. And so, if we can get McCullers rolling, he can actually be a pitcher in the rotation that you can depend on. He can stay healthy. Yeah, man, a lot of good things happen on the Astros front.
How long will it take for you to watch Lance and not get nervous? Like, do you think it's
Tyler? I think for me that ship has sailed.
It has. Like you're gonna roll in whenever that day comes, and he pitches. I'm going to watch him. Like looking at his elbow, looking at his arm. There is going to be some like, is he all right?
It's going to take a number of starts.
Is he all right?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, I'm not there, boys. He's a luxury for me.
Yeah.
Like I'm not looking at him as a guy that the Astros have to have to make or break this season, to improve or make it this season. I guess I've just in my mind I'm thinking, hey, if it works out, it's going to be really really fun to watch. If not, hey, we just keep this train moving.
I don't think I look at him.
I'm not nervous watching Lance at all.
I don't think I look at him like that, but I do look at Lance like hell. I do it whenever I see Forrest. Like, God, man, Forrest is going to fall apart
here.
By the way, he's on the IL again. Is that correct?
No.
I believe. Yeah,
he is. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, over the weekend he went on the IL.
Yeah.
I mean, did he do something or are they just shuffling the deck with the guys?
He's dealing with something again.
Did he pitch beyond the outing when we were beating the brakes off somebody and he came in and got?
I'm not sure.
He may have done it behind the scenes.
I can't think of his name right now, but all I know is the guy that came into relief last night for the Astros. He was the one who took his roster spot over the weekend.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hate it for Forrest.
But it's the same thing. I'm gonna watch him in brace. I'm gonna watch him. He sprained his knee.
That's what he did last time.
Related to the spring, an injury related to the spring. But no, I am watching him just like, come on, man, get through it. Like, anytime he goes to touch his back of his head, like is he good? Anytime he walks around, it's going to take a cup.
Nervous watching him. It's not a nervous watch for me with Lance. It's just all luxury, baby.
Well, one of the reasons why maybe it's a luxury is, by the way, they've had guys who have had to step in and pitch in the rotation for them, including Ryan Gusto, who's 3-1 with a 2.78 ERA right now, and he has pitched more than they could have, I would say, dreamed of. And he's going to get the ball tonight against Reese Olson, 3-1 as well. His ERA is a little bit above 3, but this is the lineup there, and they are sticking with that lineup that has Pena at the top of it. Pena, Altuve, back in left field with DH Alvarez there, then Paredes, Walker, who you just talked about, who not just yesterday, probably the last 6 games, right? That road trip facing the Royals,
he
has started to get going here over his last 6 games.
Yeah, I got it for you right here, Ron. Christian Walker, 7 of his last 23, 2 doubles, 2 home runs, over 1,000 OPS in the last 6 games.
Yeah, he's been playing and swinging the bat a lot better. Cutting down on the strikeouts. That's what really had been killing him. But no, he's there behind Paredes. Diaz catching tonight. And then D's Nuts will be batting 7 in right field.
Yeah.
You got to just say it real quick like it's normal. Zach DiCenzo, shout out to you. D's Nuts. And then Jake Meyers back in center. And Dubon is at second base. And we talked about it a little bit earlier, Clint. How they've arrived here, hopefully they don't make a lot of movement, especially with the top 5 or 6. But this, to me, seems like the best that this lineup right now with the parts they have in it. With Pena at the top and then having Altuve and Jordan right behind those two. I like that. He's seeing better pitches. He's swinging the bat. He had 2 hits, scored 2 runs yesterday. I like this lineup. I hope they stick with that top 6. For a long time.
I'm with you. I like the action on the base pass ahead of Altuve. I like that it's Pena and he's swinging the bat well. I like that it's Pena and the speed is on the bases. The fact that You know, a lot of times he manufactures hits. I mean, he gets infield hits. He legs them out. So, yeah, I like Pena at the top. And clearly, Altuve could hit anywhere in your top four, and I think you're fine. I mean, it's other than the thought of getting him, moving him up in the lineup so he gets more at-bats, and so you turn the lineup over, you got to hand it over to Altuve immediately. I get that. But Altuve can ultimately hit anywhere, and I like the hot Pena with the speed at the top.
Not only can he hit anywhere, he can make the decision of where he hits and everyone.
Yeah,
else.
He's making the decision, so it don't matter.
Make the call. Yeah, I'd like to go second. All right, well, let's do it. All right, so that's the latest. The Astros will look to win three in a row after they win game one yesterday against the Tigers.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, let's do it. The final pair we are hooking someone else up with. Caller number five. Caller number five. 713-572-4610. Now is your opportunity to win a pair of VIP tickets to Saturday's round of this year's Insperity Invitational at the Woodlands Country Club. Again, if you missed it, you get covered seating in the Champions Club, and at the 18th Green, food and drinks are included. You can't pass this up. VIP tickets, this will be beautiful. As John said, a great course.
Yeah.
Great spot, great atmosphere.
Well, if you're going to go to a golf tournament, and which, you know, I know it's not down, you know, right, it's not up everybody's alley to go to a golf tournament, but if you are, this is the way to go. VIP tickets, covered seating, the 18th green, champion, what was it, champion suite or whatever the hell it's called. I mean, like that champion is, club, that's about as nice as it gets. Now, this is the way to go.
It is. So, caller number 5, 713-572-4610, Tyler will take care of you. All right, Clint, we've talked a lot about the Warriors and the Rockets and how they lost this game. And the thing that really jumps to me, Clint, is this was a tight one the whole way. They had a chance to take the lead late. Şengün missed a turnaround jump shot defended by Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler got the rebound and knocked down two more free throws, and then Fred tried to hit a shot late but was unable to draw iron there, and they lose 109-106. But, Clint, the part to me that has to be potentially most sickening is, man, it was Steph that got you.
Yeah.
It wasn't Steph down the stretch. Like game three, man, Steph was, you know, controlling everything. He got Peyton shots. He got himself shot. He was doing stuff. He had 33 in that game. He was clearly the best player on the field, on the court. And you're looking at this, Clint, you're like, hey, man, this is an all-time great that just came out. In this game, man, it wasn't Steph.
Yeah.
It wasn't Steph throughout the game. It wasn't Steph late. I know that three he hit in the corner with 2 seconds on the shot clock when Şengün just flew wildly past him and gave him a wide-open shot, frustrated you. But, it was, man, he's 17 points, 6 of 13. Man, that's how you want. 2 of 8 from 3.
That's beatable Golden State, no doubt about it. That's the most frustrating thing. Well, no, it's not. I take that back. Jalen Green is the most frustrating thing. But the second most frustrating thing about this whole series is, with the exception of game one, if you look at the box score, whether it's, you know, Curry not dominating last night, or it's the fact that Jimmy Butler played half of the first one or half of game two and didn't play in game three, like, boy, the Rockets are going to look back and just say, man, we, you know, not just once. I know you've asked this question about individual games, Ron, but I mean, I'm looking back at it now going, boy, you can pinpoint either something in the box score or an injury or a moment in a game that just swung it to where the Rockets couldn't keep up. The Rockets could very well be up 3-1 in this series.
You get 26-5-5 from Brandon Pozemski. That's a killer right there.
Yep.
Him to go off like that. Then Buddy Hield gets himself going in the second half. He gives you 15-4-3. Obviously, okay, Jimmy's going to give you, you know, 27-5-6, but then you get Post off the bench gives you 13, right? They had, outside of Steph and Jimmy, they got Buddy Hield in double figures. They got Post in double figures. They got Pozemski in double figures, and not just double. He leads all scored. Yeah. 26.
Well, he makes it look easy too. The ones that get
he ain't done nothing all series.
The ones that gets me is when he drives the lane, when they clear everything out and the
that
defense
one where
extends
he did
the perimeter.
That reverse layup and nobody was there.
Yeah. But,
That was the part that you'll look back at it and say, with the combination of Jalen Green playing the way he did and scoring 8 points, pedestrian performance from Steph Curry, and you still lost this game. Tough one.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, a little NFL news. 49ers tight end. There was conversation about, is he holding out? Is he not attending some of the voluntary events that the 49ers have, and a lot of people wondered if he's trying to get a new contract. Well, that could be thrown in the trash because George Kittle signs an extension through 2029, $76.4 million for the tight end, $40 million is guaranteed. He's going to be, as it shakes out, around $18 million per, and he gets this deal, Clinton. Well, I know how you feel about the tight end here. Definitely the 49ers aren't having that feeling about their tight end, George Kittle, who does everything that I think Bobby Slowick wished that his tight end was capable of.
Boy, you know, the crazy thing is we covered this earlier in the show. Just I didn't realize how decorated the resume of George Kittle actually is. Now, I'll be honest with you, I didn't need that. Like, when I saw the numbers, like, yeah, he should be. He should be one of, if not the highest paid tight end in the game, no doubt about it. And then you go on to rattle off how many all-pro teams he's been a part of and how many Pro Bowls he's been a part of. And all I need to do is look at San Francisco. He is literally embodies exactly what San Francisco's offensive identity is. And so, I mean, well-earned. I think it's money well spent. And the 49ers would be crazy to not keep him in San Francisco as long as they possibly can.
No, yeah, he's been. Yep, you were surprised. 5-time All Pro.
Yeah, ooh,
yeah.
I didn't have that one.
5-time All Pro. I mean, just like outside of the last, who are the other tight ends? Like Brock Bowers is coming now. Laporta has, but he just got drafted what 2 years ago.
Yeah, the highest paid are Andrews in Baltimore. Oh, buddy, in Detroit now.
Yeah, Laporta. Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. Not Laporta.
Oh, what's
in Minnesota. What's the one in Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. T.J. Hockenson. Yeah.
Kittle, and then who did he take over? Who was the other one that just signed the deal that had the highest?
I can't remember. But no. Someone texted in. Our tight end is capable. He's just not willing.
It was Ferguson kid. I think it's Ferguson out of, what's the kid's name out of Arizona?
Oh, yeah, McBride.
McBride, there you
go.
Trey McBride.
Yeah, he's pretty good. That's right. He did just sign the deal.
Yeah.
He's capable of blocking. Like, I don't know if he's capable.
Who would you say?
Someone texted in and said, our tight end is capable. He's just capable. He's just not willing.
No. He's not capable or willing.
Are
you talking about Kittle?
No, he's talking about $12 million man.
No, but is he comparing him to?
Yeah, like no. Capable of.
Yeah. Not capable.
God, the way you just say it, so matter of fact, he's not capable, nor is he.
I mean, he's not even close.
Just keep your soft ass out of the conversation.
What I mean?
You remember before the playoff game? Didn't he do something like saying soft or something? I remember that you were disgusted just like that. We were at Buffalo Wild Wings when we saw that video he made. All right, coming up, speaking of receiving and catching the football for the Texans and C.J. Stroud, there are going to be a couple of guys in a real fight. But when you start to break down this group, is this potentially the best group that C.J. Stroud has had to throw to? We'll discuss all of that coming up.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, gentlemen. Show and Clinton Show. I love your show. You guys are great.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Trying to get me ready for my birthday? What?
Exactly! Cinco de Mayo!
And that has really jumped on us, right?
Yep.
I just told Clint earlier, I said, hey man, my birthday's next week.
April's about to come to an end.
Like that.
Should be a Cinco de Mayo birthday.
It's a Monday.
Well, I don't give a damn what day it is.
Okay.
It should be celebrated. Just letting you know. It should be celebrated. Like on steroids.
I want to celebrate. You know, 41. I want to celebrate Cinco de Mayo on steroids. It's my birthday. 41.
Well, I mean, this is something that, like, I'm in the station here. We're dropping the ball, boys. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, show's birthday
we
is
should
Cinco,
do a Cinco de Mayo. Ron party.
It should be there. The Mexican food joints. The top three Mexican food joints around the city should be fighting.
That's right. Let's get it live.
I mean,
show Cinco de Mayo.
That's it. Cinco de Mayo with show.
Come on, bring it home, Parker. Something there. Like, oh man, you're right.
I mean, it's just it is a real opportunity for. I mean, you want to include listeners? That'd be cool. I'm sure they'd appreciate it. You want to do a little team bonding, just a little chemistry, a little just a little company gathering. That'd be nice. I remember when we went over there and pulled up in.
Oh, we had a great time, didn't we?
Yeah. What was the name of that place?
I can't remember.
It was Lopez's place.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was good. Yeah. Those shots just kept coming around.
Tia Wakana?
I forgot. I remember. Somebody texted in. Well, let us know which Mexican restaurant is going to be hosting that Monday show.
We don't do our show from there, but I mean, there'd be a gathering there. For sure.
We went
Monday actually makes it easier for me. Hell, I'm in the city.
That was that same night that we was going to pull up on that Andre Johnson party and that $40 parking tab.
that $100 valet got to smooth up out of there.
I'll tell you, man, that was going to end mine. That was going to end my whole birthday right there. That was the option. Taking it on in. Show's Cinco de Mayo fiesta. Man. Oh, that's not bad.
I mean, it's... Do you add Fiesta to Cinco de Mayo?
I could tell you were slowly trying to charge something up, and I could tell where you were going.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think we could play with it.
I mean,
real talk. We're just dropping the ball there. Pissy po.
Yeah, we had a good time. Yeah, we did have it. Enjoyed ourselves there. All right, Clint, you look at this group, man, and you know, depending on how certain people feel about guys, I think I'm higher on Christian Kirk than others, and that's again if he could stay healthy. Nico Collins, you would imagine, Clint, he would at least be at the level that he has been the last couple of years, at least last year when he's been able to be on the field if he stays healthy. He has shown two straight years that he is one of the absolute best receivers in the game, in the chemistry him and CJ have is something that you don't think is going to go away. Higgins, a lot of people compared him to Nico, has size, right? I think now you probably love the thought of you got two outside receivers that fit the outside receiver profile. Then you got Jalen Noel from Iowa State, who they got as well. He is somebody that can do a whole bunch of different things. He's that guy that I've been talking about. Hey, man, this team lacks just, hey, man, hey, look at that dude. Where's he going? Or him going in motion and freaking out linebackers and him potentially taking jet sweeps for big plays, him potentially taking screens for big plays, down the field for big plays. We've watched him from the slot and the outside at Iowa State catch balls down the field. There's a lot there. Steady Hand and Justin Watson, who comes over from Kansas City. Like, this is Mechie and Hutchinson might be, hell, one of them may not make the team, and they might be, you know, the lowest ones on the depth chart when it comes to your wide receivers. And they had to play significant moments in playoff games the last 2 years. This, I know when you look at the names of Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell and Nico Collins from last year, I think there's a real legit point that we're sitting here with the balance of everything they have midseason at some point this year saying, this is the best receiving core that CJ's had since he was at Ohio State.
I think it's got potential. I think it's got potential. Like when you first asked the question, I was like, hell no. And then it's no. It's got potential. One, it's got potential to be better four deep.
If Noel is in the Mechie role,
well, the difference, yeah, right. The difference is the difference, Ron, is simple, right? Is I think the only wide receiver room that's even comparable is the Nico Collins, Steph Diggs, Tank Dell, and with that group, especially here as Texans fans, coming into last year, we found out who Nico was. We saw the ceiling that Tank Dell had, and were impressed. And you knew who Diggs were. At least you knew who you thought he could be close to. A version of his old self. So the only that group we knew about. This group, it's promising. It looks good. Now they got to go out and prove it. And if they go out and prove it to just do what they did at the college level, at the pro level, be good quality receivers, I'm with you. You're definitely deeper. If Mechie was your four before, a 1 year older Mechie would be your five, maybe even your six in this particular wide receiver room. So yeah, I think it's got a real chance to end up being better than the one that he had in 2024.
Yeah, I just think even when they were healthy, I just think there's an ability to do more. Like
right.
One thing we haven't seen from Nico is like the 50-50 ball contested catch thing.
Yeah,
that's something we've seen from Higgins though.
Yeah,
at Iowa State, that like maybe he brings more to that. In the red zone, you know, which is something that I don't know if Nico is if not a strong suit for him. We've seen him a little bit, but they just have not done that. That's not like I can probably count on how many times I've seen
even attempted.
Yeah, just a straight up, you know, fade. I don't know how many times you see that. So maybe they add that part to it. Not right away. I'm not saying week one they're walking in potentially with that, but I think there's a real potential. To see what these guys do. As I said, man, like Mechie and Hutchinson, if they make the team, may have a find a hard time getting on the field. And they were guys that were almost dependent on at times last year. Yeah. This is to me, Noel is the one that I find really intriguing of what they could do with him.
Yeah.
Like he's the one they just to me, they tried to make Tank into that. But Tank had to do both things. Yeah. He had to try to be the outside receiver. Like, they got this guy, they could just have a lot of fun with.
If the OC has the ability and the creativeness to the creativity to do it, he's the one. You're right. Well, he's the one to. We'll see what you know. That is a place where this offensive coordinator can be significantly better than the last.
Text line coming through. Cinco de Showo.
I don't care what you say. That is worse than anything I've ever thrown out there.
Cinco de Showo.
I don't even want to hear any argument.
Cinco Show de Mayo.
Appreciate the effort, friend, listener. Be better.
Than just Cinco de Show.
How about Cinco de Mayo Wisho?
With a whiff. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's got legs, man. It's got legs.
It's not D's nuts, but it's good.
It is low hanging fruit, no question.
D's nuts was.
I'm talking about the idea. Not that. Not D's.
Yeah, we're getting some people saying they would be down. They'd be down.
Hell yeah, they can, man. Yeah. People, any reason to party, even your birthday.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting laced. All right. coming up as we continue, we will win you some cash. Last night, hey, we said we're going to get this thing started off in good shape and in a good place, in good shape. Yeah. Clint Tyler went 5 of 6. Only thing he missed was, well, Jalen Green. Only thing he missed. Everything else, he crushed. We'll see if he can continue that tonight. We'll win you some money. And who do you put that person that costs Tyler going 100%? Who do you put his performance on more? Is it him or the coach only playing him 24 minutes and really him only getting 8 shots up? We'll discuss that.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Coming up next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Cinco D's Nutso from the text line.
I like that one.
Yeah, I knew you would. Yeah. Some of these other ones I can't say. Too bad. Coming up behind us as we continue right here on The Drive, we got Texans All Access. And remember this, folks. Coming up as soon as we get done, after the draft, an exclusive one-on-one with the Texans general manager, Nick Caserio, right as we jump off the air at 6. You will also hear from Texans insider Jonathan Alexander of the Chronicle. So a packed night here on Texans All Access starts as soon as we get done. Nick Caserio, one-on-one. Maybe the first time we've really heard him after the draft. Outside of his press conferences, he'll be on with Mark and John coming up right after us, and then they'll talk to Jonathan Alexander. And then after that, Sean Bajani walk through. You know the fellas are going to have you and hold it down. Area 45, live and local. It is the best late-night sports talk in Houston. 7 to 11, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago will have that for you coming up. And then somebody texted in earlier, have we done a T-Mills money segment yet? No, we have not done T-Mills best bets, but we will do that here momentarily. He got 5 out of 6 last night. I said I called for at least 65% this week, damn it. We're at 83 right now, so a good start 65% is where the goal is as we roll through. All right. Clint, who do you put this on? Because going into the game, and I agreed with you, the thought is, hey, man, one, you got to empower and give this cat, Jalen Green, as much confidence and belief that, hey, I believe in you. Go out there and do your thing and go out there with confidence and steal that confidence if you're Udoka. And as you said, you got to stick with him. You got to play with him. People have called in. We've had a lot of people today. Put Cam in. Give Cam his minutes. No, you're the one who averaged over 21 a game. You're the one who had 38 in the game, and the one that the Astros, that the Rockets won, you starred. You were the best player on the floor with 38. You got to stay in the game, and if you lose, you lose. You go with the one that brought you here. So, Clint, I asked you this, and the people, whose performance, or who do you blame more for the performance of Jalen Green? More on Jalen Green himself or Udoka for maybe not giving him the most of opportunities with only playing him 24 minutes?
Oh, it's without a doubt Jalen Green. Up until about 5 minutes into last night's game, I felt like Ime Udoka had a quick trigger with him where he didn't have with other people. I felt like the only way that this team had a chance to win was if Jalen Green was hotter more times than not. I felt like the only way coming down to the end of a game that the Rockets had a chance to even compete with the killers that Golden State has in Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry and Draymond Green, if you want to talk about on the defensive end of the floor, was, again, a hot Jalen Green. I don't know that all of that stuff is still not true. I think the premise of the point I was making, I think is still true. But what is not true about it is Jalen Green's not that guy. I mean, this is the second time. It's a third piss poor. It's the third time he's pissed down his leg. It's the second time in a 4-game series where we've seen a guy that's, what is he, 4 years in the league? 3 years in the league? 4 years in the league?
Yeah.
Where the stage is too big, the lights are too bright, and it is blatantly obvious. This is not some poor performance, poor production because the guy was overwhelmed. This is jerked out of the game and can't play in critical moments and can't be on the floor and can't be trusted with the ball really at all, but late in games and critical moments of the game for sure type of bad. Let's not undersell this. So there's a lot of folks out there I see, oh, it's just the first time in the playoffs. They're all young guys. Yeah. Look, man, what we're watching from Jalen Green is shrinking multiple times in critical moments, in huge games, to the point where the coach pulls you at not doesn't take the ball out of your hands, no, pulls you completely off the damn floor, and then tries to go back to you multiple times throughout the game, and it's more of the same, right? The inability to turn the tide, the inability to hold your confidence, and the lack of that killer instinct, whether you're having a good game or not, to be it somehow impact the game and be a factor in the game in the big games. I mean, it's just not there with Jalen Green. You can't roll the dice and hope that he has a streaky, shooting performance and can put 38 up. I never thought. I know this is a 180 from what everybody's heard me saying about Jalen Green to date, and it was more so about Jalen Green being the only weapon that has the ability to do what I'm talking about doing. Which again, I still think that's true. But I'm just done with beating the drum of that's the only way that Ime Udoka can play moving forward. I don't think he can afford to. I mean, I had no idea, Ron. I am absolutely shocked. You don't seem to be too worked up about it. I am absolutely shocked at the level of piss down your leg that Jalen Green has displayed in these playoffs. I'm blown away.
Yeah, it was more game four. I didn't feel like he was scared of the moment the other games. Last night was the first time where I felt like he didn't seem like he wanted it. Like when I say
he was A-OK with being on that bench in critical moments.
Yeah, like he didn't seem like he, like you go out there and take 8 shots, man. You make 3. Like he didn't push the envelope. Like in game 1 where he struggled, I mean, He shot it at least. He was 3-for-15, right? He was at least 3-for-15 in 30 minutes and shot it, and he struggled. Yesterday, it didn't really seem aggressive. He shot threes. A couple of them didn't feel like he was really feeling it, like feeling it confidence-wise. So I just, overall, when you look at it, man, a guy with his talent and what he has done and averaged all season to play four games and score in single digits in three of them, especially in the biggest moments and time of the season, is just unacceptable. But yesterday was the first time that I looked at it and I felt like, man, it's not like he's just frustrated, he's missing. He's like, all right, here, man, here, Alfie, you take it. That's the first time I felt that. No, I like that, and to go along with that, that's the first time where I've looked over there and I'm like, yeah, he probably should be on the bench.
Ooh, man, me too. I agree with you.
You know what I mean, he probably in my mind, I'm thinking, no way is Steven Adams out here playing 26 minutes to his 24. But that was probably what was best.
Where's your damn head?
What was best. So it was.
Well, yeah, Ronnie, it's just the amount of time. If he's on the floor for 24 minutes, 20 of it, he is either confused of where to go with the football. I mean, football, but basketball. He is carelessly turning the ball over. I don't care whether he's missing shots, but he is looking defeated with every missed shot that goes up. If he's not confused, he's timid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If he's not timid, he's just flat out scared, right? It is, I don't know, man. I just believe that these moments define you. And it seems like Jalen Green has no problem, residing to be on the pine and watching the big moments. And I hate what I've seen from Jalen Green. And again, for me, I understand a lot of people say, well, hell yeah, you have. He's scored in single digits three or four games, and he's your leading scorer all year long. It's more than that, man. It's just the way in which that I thought he would at least go down punching. I thought the Rockets would go down punching. Instead, without Jalen Green and what we've seen three or four games, is we've watched this team do exactly what we thought. In critical moments, you just don't have that. You don't have that next gear,
and you don't have very much, belief that he is going to come out of it in game five, right? And that's the concern.
I said we talked about this multiple times today too. I mean, M.A. Doka has not been impressive in this series.
No, he's not. I don't think he had it. Like, it's not just the experience level from the player to player from Golden State. Like Steve Kerr has done some, like Steve Kerr, the way he easily, like the move he made to force Steven Adams off the floor.
Yeah.
Just tactical things like that. And smartly getting, like you said, he couldn't get, like maybe Shingun maybe could have gotten a better rest there a little bit there so he wasn't as tired playing 42 minutes. Steph did play 42 minutes.
I mean, the draw up of the last play, and I understand you're shorthanded, but the draw up of the last play is indicative of what I'm talking about. Like that, I mean, that is just like give it to Shingun at the, 5 feet beyond the 3-point line and let him work versus the third best defender in all of basketball. Like that, I mean, if you get there, I'm not saying that Shingun, even if Draymond's on him, I'm not saying that's the wrong way to go, but you just like clear out.
Well, my mine is just putting him up at the top of the key.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. And clear it out.
And leaving him with a jump shot, I didn't love that.
That's just so. It's just that
when he was on the block,
yeah,
giving him problems.
Yeah, I need more Jabari Smith, by the way.
Yeah, yep.
So I don't know what that's going to look like, but the turnover awful. I mean, that's the other thing with these Rockets, man. I'm banging on Jalen Green and rightfully so, I think. But let's be honest, man. Down the stretch, you've got 2 seconds on the shot clock. Golden State's got the ball out of bounds, and somehow they get the ball inbounds to Steph Curry. Steph Curry pump fakes and gets Shingun to jump in the damn crowd, and he knocks down a three. How did, like, you talking about, like, just awareness? And you got games on the line, and you got Dylan Brooks fouling Jimmy Butler beyond the 3-point line. Games on the line, and you got Jabari Smith trying to kick the ball out to somebody towards the top of the key. Panic, throws it up, throws it back court, turnover. Kind of deal. I mean, like those things, it seems like they just come in droves, too, in critical moments. Yeah. And that's a tough watch.
Let's win some money, Tyler. What's T-Mill's best bets tonight?
You're damn right. It was a hot start. 5-for-6. Only scrub-ass Jalen Green kept us from perfection.
Okay.
I mean, 7, 9, and 8, man.
Yeah.
You know. But,
he's having a rough go of it. I'd be scrub ass.
Go ahead. Pretty scrub ass, man. Got five of them once again tonight. All NBA playoff bets tonight for best bets once again for the action around the NBA. First, I got an over for you. Magic at Celtics tonight.
Love it. I think the Celtics go off and make it. They may drag the Magic to getting over 200, but I think the Celtics go off.
Yes, another low number. I'm on over 197.5 for that Magic-Celtics game. I'm also on the Clippers at Nuggets over. That's set. I got that one at 208.5. Next, I'm on the Bucks with some points, plus 8.5 for Milwaukee tonight at the Pacers.
I know that's a big number, but, man, I feel like Giannis got to go for like 60 tonight.
Yeah, he might need to. And then two player props for you. The turd, formerly known as James Harden.
There you go.
With the Clippers now, if you didn't know, playing in the playoffs, scrubbing it up. Under 9.5 assists for James Harden tonight. And then lastly, Jaylen Brown with the Celtics. I'm on the over for his assists at 3.5 for Jaylen Brown. Those are your five best bets.
James, not bad. 9.5, 10 assists, that's pretty high. That's not bad. I like the over with the Magic and the Celtics. Bucks, Pacers, I don't know. We'll see.
Let's keep it going.
All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to John Daly, who joined us earlier. Nick Caserio coming up right behind us on Texans All Access. I'm Ron. The show, as always, Houston, we love you, baby. And then Zach DeZinzo. Feel the rest of it.
D's nuts.
My fault.
DeZinzo.
You're right. He's nuts.
D's nuts. DeZinzo.
You just finish it off with the Zinzo.
DeZinzo. D. Nope. I can't.
DeZinzo. D's nuts.
In right field.
Batting seventh.
D's nuts.
D's nuts. DeZinzo.
Tyler sounds too stiff with it.
Well, I mean.
Well, you know me. I tend to stay that way, my friend.
That hits the mark in a couple of different ways.
Tyler's going with some hippies.